Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers, we are back with Sir Croakington, and it is time to go deeper into Wackner's Mad. Although, from what we've learned, it's Wackner's the best he could do under the circumstances he was in. You know, considering he'd ended up delving too deep and uncovered something that no one really expected. And then he's done his best to keep the world safe. What? It's worked. Well, mostly. The world hasn't been destroyed by Crazy Crap. And barely anyone goes into Wackner's Mad to accident to waste concealing it. Except, well, me. But apparently there was a few people who went in before, or at least the Labyrinth wants to give the impression that people have went in before. Anyway, we're going down to level 22. Maybe we'll use our little bag of stone spiders again. Okay, I'm in a comparatively small space. We've got corridors to the east. We've got north, south corridors to the east and west. I'll start by going west. Because life is peaceful there. Except it isn't. Life is incredibly violent there, like in all directions in Wackner's Mad. Alright, from what we see so far, this looks like a very small dungeon. We've got a vertical 8. And then two alcoves to the left, two alcoves to the west, two alcoves to the east. And time to go west to an alcove. As you attempt to step through a tall arch that leads into chambers to the west, a web of golden energy suddenly appears before you, effectively sealing off the womb's entrance. You wisely step back. Okay, and let's try again with another alcove. Nope, this one's also blocked off. Okay, there's a question mark right at the north end. That's the inverted pyramid formation of skulls, so that's the way down. Can't do that yet. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's Labyrinth. The lurching silhouette of an Otorok suddenly appears at the edge of your light, just up ahead. The silent being of wood and iron, its movement less fluid than the Otorok you've encountered outside the labyrinth, bears down on you with startling speed as it launches a swift and savage attack. This is the Otorok archetype. So try to equip Umdrol's Oaken Wad, because smashing Otorok is what it's for, and I've got a lot of Otorok to smash. Quick combat. Yeah, just going to quick combat the Otorok, because I've fought a lot of Otorok in previous episodes. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, the northern alcove on the eastern side, yep, golden barrier. Southern alcove, golden barrier. Alright, the only place I've left to investigate is a question mark right in the middle, in the crossover point of the 8. we have a suddenly. You suddenly freeze. Seven O-trucks stagger out of the deep gloom up ahead. Instinctively, you glance back over your shoulder, only to discover that seven more of the wood and iron beings are moving up from behind you, realizing you have no hope of evading. The silent guardians of the labyrinth, at least for now, you shrewdly position yourself to be able to engage the advancing legion one at a time. Now, for all we know, Ragnar planned for this and made a specific point for me to hide in where they cannot surround me. I'm going to put that past him, because Ragnar is the Batman of dungeon designs. He's always prepared. Well, mostly. He wasn't prepared when he first summoned it, but he welded it. The first of the seven O-trucks staggers forward unsteadily and attacks. Just going to quick combat all these. 22 XP. You step back from the twisted pile of wood and iron at your feet and exhale sharply. Yeah, pretty decent XP. That's two. The next of the O-truck, moving unsteadily but without any detectable sound, staggers forward and attacks. Quick combat. 25 XP. There's four. Just 24 XP. This one, 24 XP. I guess 22 XP is when it doesn't scale up. And 24, 25 is when it does. There's a 7, so we're halfway there, living on a prayer and all that stuff. There's 8. Here's 9. We're getting quite close to the end now. For now. But there will be more. Because there's always more Uhtarak. 25 XP. 24 XP, 12, not 24. Another 10 haven't suddenly turned up, although they might. 13, the penultimate. And with sweat streaming down your brow, or it would be, I don't think Sir Croakington actually sweats, so with ooze just oozing all over the place, you boldly step forward to meet the unsteady advance of the last of the 14 O-truck. Quick combat. Finish it off with some battle wave. Because, hey, I've got a labyrinth to explore. Stop getting in my way. You have slain your foe. 25 XP. You step back from the twisted pile of wood and iron at your feet and exhale sharply. 768 experience to general. So that's as much experience for just bashing 14 O-truck, which as you can see can only take a couple of minutes, as you got for finishing the entire Caves of Westworld Avenger. So there is a tendency for the XP amounts to increase as you do later adventures, but not so dramatically that there's no point doing the early stuff, especially since some of the early, as in low melee rating stuff, is crazy rewarding, like a blizzard in the hills. That's low level content, but crazy rewarding, because it used to be a Christmas event, but he tore off a little bit of the rewards at the end and made it permanent. With the smashed remains of the 14 O-trucks strewn throughout the corridor, you lean back against the wall and endeavour to catch your breath. After taking a few moments to check over your gear, you cautiously resume your exploration of this level of the perilous maze. Suddenly, the unmistakable sound of soft, quick footfalls approaching you from behind causes you just heart to skip a beat. Wait a minute. Footfalls? Who could come in the mad that has footfalls? I mean, there's O-truck don't make footfalls because they're eerily silent. I mean, mechanical automaton things we fight, they might make footfalls, but you boldly spin around to face whatever is swiftly drawing near. Much to your surprise, the passage behind you is empty. Straining your eyes against the gloom, you scan the corridor for any sign of movement. Nothing stirs in the silent darkness surrounds you. Unnerved by the sound you're certain you heard, or at least fairly certain you've heard, you vow to remain on your guard. Okay, now can I explore the alcoves? Okay, no, still got the web of golden energy. Exploration status. No wandering foes remain, so nothing to do there. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression. I've got to the inverted skulls. Hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has just been unlocked. Okay, apparently I don't have to do anything with these alcoves yet. Perhaps I'll have to go back when I go to the next floor, or maybe this will just be one of those things. Maybe Ragnar's mad is sort of broken, so it just let me through anyway. Could be that. But there will be something to do with those alcoves, because why else would they be there? Step onto the engraved slab, down to floor 23. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance. You suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 23 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Okay, this is another small area, apparently. The 8 is now on its side, and we've got alcoves in each corner. Now, there's a little question mark near the southeast corner. That's probably the pyramid formation down. Suddenly, a strange feeling comes over you, as if your energy is being rapidly drained away. Picking a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from aura. 20 from mind. 10 from spirit. Got to get 75 or more, or lose a teeny bit of my Neville reserve. But I've got a lot of that, because I'm doing this adventure way later than it was originally put in, so my character is way stronger. That's just how things work in RPGs. The longer you wait, the stronger your character becomes, because more power is pretty much the best reward that they can give you, and they're very generous with it. Alright, pick now. 62, failure. You are able to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that assailed you. 9 points of your Neville reserve was drained away. Now, a few years ago, that would be nearly half, but it's a lot less now with things like the Potion Ford and Kildra's Wing. You can't seem to shake the unnerving feeling you're being followed through these dark passages. Alright, it's the draining check again. I failed again, and another 9 Neville reserve has been drained away. Okay, and what the first question mark? Yep, this is the inverted pyramid formation of skulls. So that's the way down, but I've got to do something first. Okay, southeast alcove. Nope, it's as you step towards the tall arch that leads into the chambers of the south, a web of golden energy suddenly appears before you, effectively sealing off the room's entrance. You wisely step back. Okay, energy draining check again. I passed it, so only lost 3 Neville reserve that time. Northeast, golden barrier, energy drain. Success, only 3 was drained. Alright, northwest, web of golden energy, energy draining check, and I failed it and lost 13 Neville reserve. Ooh, yeah, this floor drains you, magically speaking. doesn't drain the person who's playing. Unless you're really emotionally invested in your character's Neville reserve pool. Alright, and I passed that draining check. Just 3 Neville reserve drained away. Yep, when this was first out, it was quite likely that you'd have all your Neville reserve drained on this floor. And southwest, Web of Gold. And exploration status, large number of wandering foes remain. Alright, here's another Otorok archetype. Just going to quick combat that. 15 XP. Alright, I think whatever I've got to do, I'm going to have to fight some of the wandering foes to get it. They'll probably drop something or some such. Another Otorok. The archetype, not the mod. Not the modern fancy Otorok with their little LED lights all over the place for no reason. No. That's the Otorok in our time. Because everyone loves putting little LED lights in something for no particular reason. It's how you know it's the future. Because the future has everything be white, sleek, and have lots of little LED lights. And also be really expensive. Or something like that. No wandering foes were made. Whoa, what happened there? Actually, I thought there was a large number left. Must have whacked them really hard to knock down all the Alright, the golden energy again. Alright, can I go down now? Place your hand in impression. Nothing happens. Alright, can I go up? Yes I can. Alright, let's go down again to floor 23. There must be something I can do here. Can the stone spiders help? No. Maybe the twisted wooden rod? No? What could happen here? There's no wandering foes to fight. Right, northeast corner? No. There's no of those. There's nothing that gives a clue as to what to set your dials to. What could be happening here? Solid silver feather? No? I know there's something to do here because I've been through this floor about 6 times before. So I should remember, but I don't because there's just so much stuff. And it looks like this was a bit of one of the less exciting floors. Not like, say, floor 18 with that giant earth elemental. Now, that was an exciting floor. Nope, can't go down yet. There must be something I can do. Bag of stone spiders, can't use that. Solid silver feather, can't use that. Alright, is there any... Perhaps there's a place to... Maybe there's a place to use the Hammer of Icy Wrath. Web of Golden Energy, effectively sealing off the entrance. Now, what is there to do? Alright, maybe... Maybe I can do something on the previous floor. Back to level 22. No, can't do anything with the gold energy there. And there's no wandering foes here. There's not even a prop to use an item, so I don't think there's anything. Don't think it's you use a particular item there. You get something. Whew, I really don't know what to do yet. What to do next. I know there's something. Maybe if I equip certain items. Like the Helm of Four Moons. Maybe I'll equip that. Jewel studded boots. Equip those. I think that's all the... The Wing of Greater Warding is in use. Doing whatever it does, because... The game would not let me not have that. It can let you not have that, but... You can't go in without having the Wing of Greater Warding equipped. What could it be? Cloak of Mist. Alright, maybe if I equip that, I'll just be able to walk through the barriers. I mean, could be. There'll be some sort of clue, but you never know. Nope, that's not it. Alright, What could it be? Alright, I'm going to go back to Emily Haley. Maybe she has some clues. Alright, back to floor one. Eastern impression to the east. An impression to get out. Move away from here. Call off your exploration for now. Southwest. Okay. Maybe I accidentally stored something I'm supposed to use. Oh, no, not Western. Merge sprawl. Twisted Gate. Take a seat at one of the tables. Nope, no, nothing new happens there. To my residence. Oakwood Keep. Right, storage room. View the items in storage. It's going to be a misc item. I'm just going to pause while I scroll through that list. I've gone back to level 21. Maybe there's something I should press here. I don't think anything to do with the iron arrows. Smashed Oturuk. Right, and in the middle. Examine the inscription. Ah, here we go! The inscription at the base of the pedestal is a series of five symbols. You carefully examine the line of symbols from left to right. The first, leftmost symbol is a skull. Second is an eye. Third, a moon. Skull. Fourth is skull. And then fifth is skull. So, skull, eye, moon, skull, skull. That's probably what I have to set things to. What do I place my hand in impression? Nothing happens. Skull, eye, moon, skull, skull. Okay. I'm going to set my dials to that. Iron plate of dials. Adjust the dials. Skull, eye, moon, skull, skull. Set the dials. Go back. Alright, let's go down and check out the 21st floor. No, 22nd floor. Okay, can I get through here now? You wisely step back. Alright, to the 23rd floor then. 23rd floor. Can I go through yet? Alright, let me check this. Alright, iron plate of dials. Iron plate of dials. Adjust the dials. Skull, eye, moon, skull, skull. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. What could be going on here? Maybe I can go down now? No, stop heading west. You want to investigate the pyramid formation of skulls, but no. Alright, back to the 21st floor again. Alright, let's look at these dials again. Let's check I got that right. Yeah, that this was where the massive spider statue was, examining the inscription. Ah, the fifth, spaced apart from the west, is a skull. So, okay, so there. So that explains things. But it's the set, you do the second floor first. Okay. So skull, eye, moon, skull, but we start from number two. Okay, I think that might be what I have to do. And if that doesn't work, skull, eye, moon, skull, set the dies. The dials, okay. Now I think I will be able to go beyond those barriers. As you attempt to step through the tall arch that leads into the barriers to the west, a web of golden energy suddenly appears before you, effectively sealing off the room's entrance. Only a split second later, however, the crackling barrier vanishes. To waiting several moments to be certain the energy field doesn't return, you cautiously step into the chamber. You're standing in a small, circular chamber, just to the west of the passage you've been following. Hovering the centre of the room, floor free off the floor, is a glowing, fist-sized blue orb. The floating orb is covered by what appears to be a thin layer of ice. Okay. When you attempt to approach the orb, a strange spear swiftly moves just beyond your grasp. Okay, this is Hammer of Icy Wrath time, because we've got... How's the Hammer of Icy Wrath doing now? It's got a faint blue aura surrounding it. So, I haven't got any orbs yet. Hammer of Icy Wrath, 64 XP to general. You hold up the Hammer of Icy Wrath, tilting its massive frost-covered head towards the icy blue orb. The floating orb immediately flares brightly, dazzling your eyes with its azure radiance. After only a few moments, the dazzling glow fades, leaving no trace of the blue orb. Much to your astonishment, however, you discover that a small blue gem, its colour nearly identical to that of the vanished orb, is now embedded in the face of the fearsome hammer's frozen head.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Okay, now let's go for the other alcoves on floor 22. Just gonna hammer time. Step in. There's the orb in the ice. Use it, and yep. And the same thing happens again with another 64 experience. Right, southeast corner. Barrier goes down. Hammer of Icy Waff, 64 XP to general. Alright, and barrier goes down. Hammer of Icy Waff, 64 XP to general. Okay, I've now got 4 gems in my hammer. Down to floor 23. Do it again. Barrier goes down. It's a glowing fish-sized blue orb. Floating orb is covered by what appears to be a thin layer of ice. Yet, same as before. Another 64 experience to general. That's the northwest corner. And now here's the southeast corner. No, the northeast corner. Southeast corner is next. Use the hammer. 64 experience to general. Southeast. And now use the hammer again for another 64 experience to general. Yep, that I probably should have paid more attention on floor 21. And then we wouldn't have been wandering around doing nothing for several minutes. Oh well. Yeah, that is just something you can remember in the MAD. Sometimes the solution is on a previous floor. Now, much to astonishment, however, you discover another small blue gem. There's 8 now. Its colour nearly identical to the vanished orb is now embedded in the base of the fearsome hammer's frozen head. Alright, let's have a look at this hammer. How has it changed? 8 small icy blue gems are embedded in the frost-covered iron at the base of the hammer's head. This weapon is of magical quality. Okay, we're not even at 30 minutes yet. Your cautious trek along the corridor comes to an abrupt halt as a horde of shadowy, staggering figures lurch suddenly out of the gloom ahead. You count at least 9 Ocheruk by the time the first of the wood and iron guardians step into your pool of light. As you turn to strategically retreat along the passage, your pulse quickens. Behind you, moving up swiftly out of the surrounding darkness, is another group of Ocheruk, nearly twice as large as the one. Easily as large as the one spotted first. Realizing the flight is not an option, you position yourself to engage the fearsome legion one at a time and boldly await their steady advance. Now, I think this is something that wasn't part of the original design of Wagner's MAD. So, I'm nowhere near as safe as I was before. But anyhow, time to smash him. The first of the wood and iron guardians staggers forward, swaying unsteadily from side to side as it launches its swift attack. Just going to be quick combating all of these. 40 XP, ooh, that's a lot for a regular combat. You step back from the twisted, splintered remains of the fallen Ocheruk and quickly draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to engage your next foe. Here's the second, becomes another 40 XP, the third, and so on. Yep, 40 XP for each of them, just quick combating my way through these. Ooh, 41 for that one. One more, it all gets added to the big pile. The big pile of XP, 41. I think this might just be follow the rules of some of these chains of combat where the deeper you go the higher the XP gets, even ignoring the difficulty bonus. Number 8, 41 XP. Number 9, well, we're more than halfway there now. Through this pile of Ocheruk, you've slain your foe. Gonna do some healing while they slowly slowly make their way towards me. Quick combat. 41 XP. You step back from the twisted, splintered remains of the fallen Odrok and hurriedly draw yourself into a defensive stance as you prepare to engage your next foe. Quick combat. 39 XP this time. Guess it didn't get time to scale. 41. And 41. 15, the penultimate. The last of the fearless Odrok steps forward and attacks, swiping out at you with his iron-tipped limbs. It's an Odrok archetype. Quick combat. 41 XP. You step back from the twisted, splintered remains of the fallen Odrok and wipe away the sweat and grime streaking down your brow. And a bit of healing too. Alright, 1024 experience to general and 128 XP to all skills and powers. Several heaps of twisted iron and splintered wood are all that remains of the dreadful Odrok Legion. Standing next to one of these jagged piles, you dutifully check over your equipment before once again setting off along the dark corridor. Okay, time to heal. Yeah, I think we've got enough time to at least see what the next floor is. Place your hand in impression. You place your hand into hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. Yeah, 384 experience. General. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has just been unlocked. Step onto the engraved slab. 24. No, down to 24. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 24 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's. Actually a good idea in retrospect. Okay, this floor's a bit larger. I'm in the northwest corner and things get a bit twisty. Alright. Okay, and I've went southeast. And now there's alcoves to the east and to the south. Go south. A grand stone chest sits in the middle of this section of the passage. The ornate box, its lid engraved with a scene that depicts a Taka back in flight, emits a faint blue glow. Attempt to open it. It refuses to do anything. Solid silver feather time. No. Alright, faint blue glow, that means it's a twisted oaken wad time. Twisted wooden wad. No? Okay, maybe the hammer of icy wrath. No? Maybe I attempt to open the chest? No? Okay, I'm going to leave it for now. A massive cube of orange jelly fills this section of the passage. Went a bit southwest, making any further along the path impossible. You estimate the quivering translucent mass to be at least 10 feet thick. So I could use a particular item, or I could just fight my way through. You launch a fierce assault against the quivering mass of orange jelly. It's a massive orange jelly, and it's probably not as delicious as most other jellies, because in fact it usually reverts the usual situation in jelly where you eat it. Instead, it eats you. It's probably fair enough, considering all the jellies I've eaten. The orange jelly attempts to envelop you in its corrosive bulk. Oh, there's a special. I missed it because I was clicking too fast. Hopefully another one will turn up for me to read. The orange jelly surges forward and envelops you, searing your flesh as you struggle to escape its corrosive grasp. You've been stunned and won't be able to act during the next round of combat. And it does it again. And again. Oh, but now I can go back to bashing. Oh, stunned again. And again. Okay. And I go to battle rage. Stop dissolving my flesh! I like my flesh to be attached to my body. Not floating around in your vague pile of ooze. You've slain it. 41 XP. The massive jelly is now little more than a thin puddle of ooze in the centre of the corridor. The way forward is now clear. You know what? Next time. I'm pretty sure there'll be a next time. I'll try to use the item. Probably the hammer. Okay, and near the southwest corner is another question mark. The massive cube of orange jelly fills this section of the passage, making any further progress to the south impossible. You estimate that the living, quivering, translucent mass is about 10 feet thick. Okay, particular item, Hammer of Icy Wrath, perhaps? Yes. You hold up the Hammer of Icy Wrath. The 8 icy blue gems embedded in the frost-covered iron at the base of the fearsome head so they ignite, bathing the weapon in a frigid azure aura. As the glow emanating from the hammer washes over the orange jelly, the quivering blob begins to rapidly shrink. In a matter of moments, only a thin puddle of ooze in the centre of the corridor remains. The way forward is now clear. So you get less experience for going through it the easy way, but you take a lot less damage, so I guess it's probably a consideration whether you value a bit more XP or a bit less aggro. Suddenly, you spot something lying at the edge of the puddle of orange ooze. A close examination of the object reveals to be a fragment of a thin silver wad. Believing the strange item may prove to be of importance, you promptly take possession of it. It's a silver wad fragment. This is a short, jagged fragment of a thin silver wad. Okay, I'm probably gonna get all the rest of these wad fragments. Attempt to open the chest. Nope. Alright, I went back to the chest. Northeast of the chest. It's another cube of jelly. And I'm gonna fight my way through it manually. Gonna quick combat it. It's not quicker that way. 41 XP. The massive orange jelly is now little more than a thin puddle of ooze in the centre of the corridor. The way forward is now clear. Suddenly, you spot something lying at the edge of the puddle of orange ooze. A close examination of the object reveals it to be a fragment of the thin silver wad. Believing the strange item may prove to be important, you promptly take possession of its silver wad fragment. Okay, and I'm getting close to the northeast side. Another question mark. It's another one of those orange cubes. Alright, fight it. Quick combat. It has slain. 40 XP. Way forward is clear. Nope, no wad fragments that time. The silhouette of a large hammer is emblazoned upon the wall here. You immediately realise the emblazoned hammer is exactly the same size and shape as the Hammer of Icy Wrath. A long iron lever protrudes from the centre of the emblazoned image. The lever is currently in the middle position. Move it down. Move the lever into the iron down position. That might have something to do with the chest, because that seems to be the only thing here that it could do anything with. Right, I've gone west a bit. Another orange jelly cube. It's tried to stun me. Don't do that. That's very naughty. And it is slain. It nearly defeated me, but... well, I've got quick heals for fixing that. Alright, and in the middle of the southern side, there's a north-south corridor. Another orange jelly cube. Quick combat that. 40 XP. Suddenly, you suddenly spot something lying at the edge of the puddle of orange ooze. Sanuva. It's another silver wad fragment. So we've got three of them now or something. A silhouette of a large hammer is emblazoned into the wall here. You immediately realise the emblazoned hammer is actually exactly the same size and shape as the Hammer of Icy Wrath. Upon closer inspection, you realise The emblazoned hammer was actually sunk nearly 2 inches into the wall. Okay, a particular item may be of use here. It's gonna be the hammer. Because you use the hammer a lot in this dungeon. 128 experience to the general. Using both hands, he placed the hammer of icy wrath into the impression. He has to jump about a bit, so Croaky Nabok is being very small. But she is super strong, so no problem there. It's a perfect fit. At first, nothing appears to happen. But as you begin to remove the hammer, everything around you begins to blur, as if time itself has suddenly slowed. The unsettling sensation lasts for only a moment. As you fully withdraw the hammer from the oppression, your surroundings suddenly return to their former, more recognisable state. Can I use the hammer again there? No, yeah, I can use it, but it doesn't do anything. Okay, now filling in all the gaps in the dungeon I haven't been to yet. There's a question mark in the middle, near the north bit. In a north-south corridor. Alright, orange jelly. Quick combat. 41 XP. Alright. There's a little alcove in the southeast. I think that's the way down. And yes. Ooh, wait, something happened. A barrier of solar energy suddenly appears to as you attempt to move south. You're about to step back from the 128 experience as a general. At the start of that, you're about to step back from the crackling energy field when the silver wad fragment in your possession rises into the air and floats towards the dazzling barrier. A bright flash of white light floods the passage as the wad fragments pass through the silver energy field. Moments later, when the light has faded, there is no longer any sign of the crackling barrier or the wad pieces. Alright, I guess that was supposed to happen because otherwise it wouldn't happen. With nothing blocking your way, you continue south along the corridor. Inverted pyramid formation. Nothing happens. Probably got to do something with that chest. Alright, that is the way down. I got to do something first. Because that's just how things work in Ragnar's Man. It's not just about getting to the way down. It's about unlocking the way down. Is the chest. Attempt to open the chest. Refuses to budge. Alright, I'm going to put the hammer up. Put this lever up here. Move the lever up. You move the eye lever into the up position. Okay, can I open the chest now? Attempt to open the chest. 32 experience to general. Your fingers have only just brushed against the engraved lid when it suddenly flies back. You instinctively leap back as a bright blue light spills out of the open chest. You watch in amazement as six glowing shapes, each an exact phantasmal likeness of the Hammer of Icy Wrath, squeak out of the blue light that continues to flood the open chest. Oh look, Hammer! You've got friends! You can hang out and do hammer things! The six ghostly hammers immediately dart off in different directions, swiftly disappearing into the surrounding gloom. Nope, apparently they don't want to be social. They probably want to fight. Exploration status, very few wandering foes remain, that being these six hammers. A glowing phantasmal hammer suddenly appears in the dust up ahead. The strange ghostly object, identical every way to the Hammer of Icy Wrath, casts a cold blue light off the walls as it floats along. The flanked blue apparition of a hammer drifts slowly back and forth across the passage. A particular item may be of use here. That's going to be the hammer! Yes, 32 experience to general. With your light, with your hands tightly gripping the haft of the Hammer of Icy Wrath, you hold the fearsome weapon out towards its glowing, ghostly likeness. The phantasmal hammer immediately spins and floats in your direction. The instant the strange apparition passes through your hammer, a dazzling flash of blue light fills the passage. In the wake of the flash, there is no longer any sign of the ghostly hammer, though you can't be certain. It seems your hammer has absorbed its phantasmal likeness. Okay. Okay, hammer, just don't do that with me, okay? Don't absorb me. I don't like being absorbed. Alright, it's a hammer again. Hammer of Icy Wrath. 32 experience to general. With your hands tightly gripping the haft of the Hammer of Icy Wrath, you hold out the fearsome weapon out towards its glowing ghostly likeness. The phantasmal hammer immediately spins and floats in your direction. The instant the strange apparition passes through your hammer, a dazzling flash of blue light fills the passage. In the wake of the flash, there is no longer any sign of the ghostly hammer. You can't be certain. It's likely the hammer has absorbed its phantasmal likeness. Alright, four hammers to go. No, not that. That's just the lever near the hammer. And that's the alcove for the hammer. And here's the ghost of the hammer. Quite hammer-centric. This floor. Hammer of Icy Wrath again. 96 experience to general. Alright, so it's increasing linearly rather than exponentially. Oh well. With your hands tightly gripping the haft of the icy Hammer of Icy Wrath, you hold the fearsome weapon out towards its glowing ghostly likeness. The phantasmal hammer immediately spins and floats in your direction. The instant the strange apparition passes through the hammer, a dazzling flash of blue light fills the passage. In the wake of the flash, there is no longer any sign of the ghostly hammer. Though you can't be certain. It seems your hammer has absorbed its phantasmal likeness. Yep, keep going. Very few wandering foes remain, just three left now. Wherever those hammers may be, just wandering around until I bump into one. That's just how it works sometimes. Sometimes, folks, you just gotta wait for a random encounter. It's that hammer again. Use the wheel hammer on the ghost hammer. 128 experience to general. With your hands tightly gripping the haft of the Hammer of Icy Wrath, you hold the fearsome weapon out towards its glowing ghostly likeness. The phantasmal hammer immediately spins and floats in your direction. The instant the strange apparition passes through your hammer, a dazzling flash of blue light fills the passage. In the wake of the flash, there was no longer any sign of the ghostly hammer, though you can't be certain. Seems that your hammer's absorbed its phantasmal likeness. Okay, and keep going. It's hammer number five. Use the hammer. 160 experience to general. With your hands tightly gripping the haft of the Hammer of Icy Wrath, you hold the fearsome weapon out towards its glowing ghostly likeness. The phantasmal hammer immediately spins and floats in your direction. The instant the strange apparition passes through the hammer, a dazzling flash of blue light fills the passage. In the wake of the flash, the wake of the flash, there was no longer any sign of the ghostly hammer. Though you can't be certain. It seems likely your hammer has absorbed its phantasmal likeness. Alright, one more ghostly hammer to find. Oh, and here it is. Oh, that was quick. Use the Hammer of Icy Wrath. 192 experience still, and it's the exact same message as the previous times. Now, let's have a look. No wandering foes remain. Let's have a look at this hammer. Has it changed? A faint blue aura surrounds the hammer. Okay. I thought that would make it stronger, but maybe not yet. Right, hand in the impression of the inverted pyramid skull. Yep, it worked. 384 experience to general. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wagner's Perilous Labyrinth has just been unlocked. Okay, we're at 52 minutes more or less, so I go down to 25, just have a look around. Okay, we've got a northern corridor and a southern corridor and another corridor in the middle. And the northern and southern corridors nearly touch, but don't quite. Because they got little alcoves that point towards each other at the ends of them. Anyway, we are done with Wackner's Mad for now. Yeah, and we're getting our way out. Move away from here. Back to Ashlia. To have... Oh! Band of Rugged Highwaymen attack the bandits. They run away because unlike 99.95% of bandits, they have some sense of self-preservation. But just some. Sometimes they don't run. The bandits are indeed gone. And save. Okay, so in the next episode, we will be going down to floor 25 of Wackner's Mad Labyrinth, which turns out isn't actually that mad. That was just the idea he wanted to give across, possibly to stop people from prying into it. And also, you know, history just not really understanding people. And anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.